Welcome to the Econ Dev Show. We explore the strategies, ideas, and insights that are driving economic development forward into the future. You'll hear new insights from passionate EDs about their successes and struggles. And you'll learn from attraction and retention experts about how to apply actionable strategies inside your EDO. We'll help take your organization, your community, and your career to the next level. Here's your host, Dane Carlson.
Welcome back to the Econ Dev Show. Today we're going to talk about Site Hunt. If you've been reading the newsletter or listening to the podcast for any period of time, you've probably seen or heard me talk about this idea that I had. When you're in the office as an economic developer and an RFI comes in, whether it's from the state, a site selector, a business, some other ally, you basically take it, you sit down with it, you open it up, and in it you have a list of specifications and a project description, and usually an Excel sheet of some kind. And you look it over and you imagine, do I have a site that matches these requirements? Do I know of a site in my community that I'm empowered to promote that meets the requirements spelt out? And then if you think of one, you then look over the requirements, what the RFI is asking about the site. They're usually asking, you know, how big is the site? How much electricity does it have? They might ask about the water. They might ask about retail, or they might ask about foot traffic if it's a retail project. There's a whole number of different things that they might ask about. But basically, what ends up happening is this RFI has a deadline. Maybe it's a week out, maybe it's 3 days out, but it has a deadline. And your job as an economic developer is to respond to this RFI, to list out all the information that they need about the site, and to prepare a packet of information and send it over. Again, either to the site selector, the state, the actual business requesting the information, something like that. Well, in my experience, what happens is an RFI comes in, we read through it, and then we proceed to sort of scratch our heads and collectively look at each other and say, do we have a site that matches this requirement? And sometimes someone in the office yells out, yeah, that one down the street, that one, you know, over the bridge. But other times, we don't know. And so we pull up our site, our properties, buildings and sites database, if we have one, and we look through it and we see if we can find a site that might match. Maybe it's close. Maybe it's kind of a stretch, but, you know, we find one. Then we look over the information that we need, that the RFI requests, and we realize that we don't have any of that information. We need to get the electric company on the telephone. We need to get the water company on the phone. We need to get, you know, sales tax information. We need to get all kinds of information, and we need to pull it, and we need to gather it, and we need to talk to other people usually to get it. And so then we gather all this information. And I say that like it's sort of a breezy thing, but no, it's not. It's a lot of work. If work consists of calling people and waiting for them to get back to you or to be in the office or to respond to your email, and then we get that information and hopefully we get it on the first try, and then we put it together, package it up, and send it off. But it's almost always this last minute rush, this last minute, you know, sort of disaster that we're just barely able to overcome. And I thought, you know what? There has to be a better way to do this. There has to absolutely be a better way to do this. And I imagined that, what if you did all this in advance? What if you sat down and figured this all out for all of your sites in advance? And I talked to many of you, many economic developers around the country, and many of them, you know, or some of them were already doing this. Many of them thought this was a great idea. and that this was something that, you know, made perfect sense. Why, of course, why aren't we doing this? And so a few months ago, I set out to put something like this together, make it possible. And so I gathered some very comprehensive RFI packets, and I collected the questions that the RFIs were asking, found the ones that were similar, you know, found the unique ones, put them all together. Then I got some information from the Site Selectors Guild and incorporated that into it, and talked to a whole bunch of you and had you send over some questions. And I put together this packet of questions that, you know, we should be able to answer about our sites. And I kept working on it. I started to build a web app to enter the data. And I realized that not all of the questions were relevant for all of the sites. Retail sites have different questions than industrial sites. And so that's what it does. You answer one question and you get another question. You answer that question, and based on your answer to the first question and the second question, a third question comes up, and then a fourth and a fifth, and on and on. And so SiteHunt is sort of a choose your own adventure. Choose your own adventure for putting together site information. So I hope that you enjoy it. I hope that you check it out. This week, launching something new for SiteHunt subscribers, a public-facing website where you can share your sites on a map. Your internet visitors can get more information about your sites, request more information from you, reach out to you. Gives you something easy, quick to put on your website, built for speed. I've used so many different GIS web platforms that sort of map your site, map your demographics, map all this stuff. And the one thing that I would say is that they are slow. They are so slow. And so that's what I've built the map integration into SiteHunt to be fast. It is not in any way complete like one of those GIS solutions. It doesn't do anything compared to those, but it is fast. It is incredibly fast. And I hope that it'll get faster. But I hope that if you're looking for something that's fast and very simple to put sites on your website, to share your properties and your buildings with your web visitors, I hope that you'll take a look at SiteHunt. I hope that you'll reach out to me. I really enjoyed building it. I promise I'm not going to talk about it every day, all day, forever. It's brand new, and I hope that you'll check it out. For more information, go to sitehunt.io. SiteHunt.io. And I look forward to talking to you again soon.
You've been listening to the Econ Dev Show with Dane Carlson. If you're an economic developer who never stops learning, for more expert strategies, fresh insights, and new ideas to take your career, organization, and your community to the next level, visit us on the web at econdevshow.com.